Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So millions of Texans continue to be without power this morning. Temperatures have climbed above freezing for about half the state. So maybe the power grid could make some significant progress, we're hoping. But pockets of Texas entered their third straight day of widespread power outages. I mean, we're talking no refrigerator. We're talking no heat, no electricity. Electric utilities and the power grid are scrambling to restore service as we speak. The grid operators, according to the Wall Street Journal, and power companies have pleaded for patience as they try to restore to normal service. They say, we know this is hard. We continue to work as quickly and safely as possible to restore power. The Texas grid operator said that we hope to reduce outages over the course of the day. So this all kind of happened in the early mornings of Monday when several power plants tripped offline in rapid succession. So the deep freeze made it more difficult for officials to get in there and work. I don't know if you've seen some of the pictures, but, you know, you'll see people in the snow battling the cold, you know, trying to fix the power lines. They're heroes. So the unusual Arctic blast spread across Texas on Monday and Tuesday from the tip of the panhandle all the way to the Rio Grande. Residents of large swaths of the state experienced two straight days of single-digit temperatures. Now, what ended up happening was, I believe, by about 1:30 a.m. on Monday, so we're talking, you know, from Sunday night into Monday, the state grids operator had to declare a state of emergency. There was just too much reliance on the Siri's listening. That's amazing. There was just too much reliance, unfortunately, on the power grid. More people, I guess, had to, you know, it was cold, so everybody started to up the heat. Unfortunately, it's was just an absolute catastrophe. We've had about 17 people die now. Of the 3 million people still currently without power, we unfortunately are fearful that we might see more deaths. Texas officials are noticing that we're having a lot more carbon monoxide poisoning. Two people, a child and an adult, have died. Dozens of cases of carbon monoxide poisoning. Apparently there was one family where they tried to heat themselves up in their car. So they sat in their car and put the heat on because the house was too cold, because they had no electricity. And unfortunately, they got carbon monoxide poisoning in the car. Harris County Judge Alina Hidalgo said at least 300 calls regarding carbon monoxide poisoning had been received by the fire marshal, hospitals, and other agencies. Hidalgo called it a disaster within a disaster. We talked about carbon monoxide, how carbon monoxide looks like oxygen. Oxygen is two atoms. Carbon monoxide is two atoms. So the body doesn't care what it gets. It needs some sort of oxygen. And when the oxygen is combined, monoxide means one oxygen as opposed to oxygen dioxide, or the two oxygen units, shall we say. I'm not sure if we call it dioxide. We just call it oxygen. But oxygen has to be O2. Oxygen can't be alone by itself. It has to be connected to another atom. So with carbon monoxide, that doesn't act like oxygen. In fact, it competes with oxygen. So what ends up happening is the carbon monoxide saturates the blood cells that needs the oxygen, or thinks it's taking up the oxygen. And then, unfortunately, what ends up happening is the body doesn't get the oxygen it needs. So you start getting tired. You start getting a little sleepy. You start falling asleep. And then, unfortunately, you might not wake up. Harris County Fire Marshal Linda Christensen implored people to spread the word about carbon monoxide danger, texting, calling neighbors and friends, and sharing warnings on social media. She says, we have to get the message out. People are dying. We are losing family members to carbon monoxide poisoning. So safety rules include don't use grills, generators, other items indoors, in garages. So yeah, if you have a car in your garage, you gotta open the garage. I can't tell you how many times. A lot of us are at risk because we do stupid. So I come home and I pull into the garage and then I close the garage, you know, for safety. But somebody might call me or I'm on the phone and the car could still be on. You gotta shut the car off. But what do you do if there's no electricity? SciFair Fire Department in Northwest Harris County said many people were using charcoal grills inside their homes for heat. Charcoal grills. The department took 14 people, including 7 to hospitals, because of carbon monoxide poisoning. We give them oxygen right away. And Fort Worth Cook Children's Medical Center treated at least 13 pediatric patients for carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, 17 deaths have been attributed to the storm. Car accidents, heart attacks. So, right now, we're looking at 3 million people left not having power. It's the largest forced outage in U.S. history because power plants went offline. Now, experts are blaming the Texas's independent energy grid. Their independent energy grid appears to avoid regulation. Grid operator ERCOT faces very heavy backlash for poor planning in the catastrophe. Winter storm knocked a third of the state's generating capacity offline. Natural gas pipelines are frozen. Wind turbines frozen. A nuclear reactor was even taken offline. Now, Texas is the only state within the contiguous 48 states that have their own power grid. So, obviously, there was some poor planning. There was, more of a reliance of clean energy and other sorts of, non-fossil fuel electrical sources, and unfortunately, they're in a bind. So the experts now blaming Texas's independent energy grid for allowing generators to shirk preparations in a once-in-a-decade winter storm. So if they aren't regulated, they don't get inspected. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, but it's frightening. And there was a mattress store where they opened up and let people just stay there because at least they had electricity and they could provide beds and heat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. VantagePoint's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience VantagePoint for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Gosh, my nose is running. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I do need to blow my nose. If I could blow my nose and then it stay that way, that'll be perfect. Really what I got to do is I got to blow the cats off the bed. By the way, one poo-pooed on the bed yesterday. I don't know why they've moved from pee-pee bed to taking a dump on the bed, but that was not a fun evening. Not sure what they're doing. I think it was a girl cat, too. Not sure what the problem is. They guess they didn't like the pate I fed them. Who knows? So, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, breaking news. We now have a combo variant of COVID. Two COVID mutants have become a hybrid. This is something that does happen in nature. It's not anything we wanted to have happen with COVID. This is not good. Hopefully, it doesn't become a very lethal strain. But when you have two mutant COVIDs combining forces and mixing up their DNA, they could become super mutant. It's like, okay, so you know, like with X-Men, you know how you have the Michael Fassbender Magneto character, and then you have a couple other mutants that, you know, maybe all they could do is like have wings, or they could maybe turn things to ice. You know, and you're like, well, gosh, you know, how did Magneto get to be so handsome? Or how did, yeah, he's handsome. How did Magneto get to have so much superpower? Well, he just got the mutations that made him more super. This, you know, everybody's been talking about super COVID. I don't really like calling it super COVID. Super COVID to me means nothing can attack it, and it's like a Superman, and it's, no. And just because some of these virants or these variants have variations in their spike proteins doesn't to me mean it supersedes, all right? They're just different, and they seem to, they might supersede our current COVID vaccine, which they don't believe is, or the current medication regimen, but so far we aren't seeing that. That's why I don't like to call the Kent version the B1117 or the South African version, I don't like to call them super, even though you see that in the media. But now I might use that term. When you have two strains that have combined, so it's the Kent B1117 strain, it's called the Kent strain. And then remember I said there was a new California strain? The new California strain is the B1429. So what happened is U.S. scientists said there was a recombination event. So one cell got hit with both viruses. Somehow the DNA exchanged, and the new virus has both DNA. That's what they think happened. And they identified one patient in California. I believe he's still alive and he's still okay. But they think what happened is they swapped genes while they were reproducing. And that gave rise to this new variant. Now, these things aren't very common. It's really hard for competing viruses to share space. I mean, have you guys ever had a roommate? Roommates aren't that easy. I was blessed to have some good roommates in my life, but for the most part, somebody's like, get out. There's always somebody that takes a master bedroom, you know, or takes the better bathroom, or takes more of the refrigerator. There's always, it's never even Steven, which is why you don't really a lot of times see these recombination events. But now with COVID, we've had one. So it's, unfortunately, could be pretty significant. So they think what happened is because a number of mutations matching those on the Kent and California variants all appeared in the same place at once. There's no details on the patient, unclear whether the combination happened in them or whether they picked up the variant from somebody else. So somehow, and of course happened in California, because everything happens in California, there was some of this swip-swap exchange, I don't know, virus orgy, not sure what happened, but there was some DNA swapping, and now all of a sudden, we have a combo combined variant. So what does that mean? Nobody has to panic. In fact, I would almost rather, to be honest, deal with something we know and we're already making vaccines for, and something we could tackle. If Pfizer and Moderna are already making boosters for some of these newer strains, like the UK strain, or the South African strain, or the California strain, and this has both genetic materials, and the spike proteins might have a little bit of both, I feel confident that we could still handle something like that. But what this shows us and what this means is this virus doesn't give a heart and do about masks. It doesn't give a damn about, you know, what our social distancing. California has had some of the strictest measures, and I believe this happened in California. We still don't have a lot of details yet. But California's had some of the strictest of all measures. And, I mean, people were, some guy got arrested for paddleboarding. I mean, you know, schools have been locked down, restaurants closed. It's been probably one of the most strictest states out there. And the fact that this virus, as opposed to Florida, where it's been, you know, everybody kind of out and about, Disney World's open, and everybody's celebrating the Bucks win over there. With California, things are spread out. It shows that this virus doesn't care about all the restrictions, and its job is to live. And it's going to make sure it does. And if it has to combine forces with another virus, it's not that it thinks. I mean, these viruses don't sit there and go, you know what? You know, he looks like he's got some good genes. Let me swap with that. It's just with the way nature happens, all right, it just finds a way. Like, you know, have you ever spilled something all over your desk? And you're like, all right, if I could stop the water, right, or the coffee or the energy drink, whatever you were drinking, the Jack and Coke. Right? There's no Jack and Coke here today. But if you could stop, you know, the flow, we got this. And what happens? Moves this way. And then, you know, an hour from now, you find that something got soaked. And you're like, when did that happen? Water, liquid always finds a way. So does nature. Now, true, there's a limit. If you only spill half of a cup, it's probably not going to spill into the next room. But it is going to go wherever it can go. That's its drive. Maybe by forces of physics. You know, I took a lot of physics. I didn't like physics, so I can't explain that. My son's in engineering. There's probably some law or some calculation that explains why water will soak something that you don't want it to soak, but it'll completely leave alone. Like, I could have a stack of papers I don't care about. It won't touch that, but it'll touch my phone. There's some law. Don't ask. Viruses are doing that too. So when we look and, you know, see everything that's going on with COVID, and, you know, people say, well, stop the hype. Let's just open up. And mind you, I agree with stopping the hype. I agree with, can we open up and get businesses open? The reason why you are going to see some hesitancy, and why you are going to see public officials or medical professionals say, guys, not so fast, is because this virus, it's not that we're, when we're fighting this virus, it's not that we're fighting the July 2019 virus. Now we are fighting a February 2021 hybrid, or the UK virus, or the South African virus. We're fighting the here and now. So our vaccines are fantastic. I think our vaccines are doing a great job. Yes, they still need to be investigated, and any side effects need to be investigated, but overall, safety profile looks good. But remember, those vaccines were made from last March virus, last April virus. So our approach, I think, is going to be successful overall. I think we're going to make some movement, but you're not going to see masks go away. You're not going to see social distancing go away, because this virus doesn't care. This virus wants to live. And whether it does this recombination event with its genetic material, whether it's finding new susceptible hosts, whether it's outsmarting and figuring out a way around a mask, which, by the way, we need to talk about. Now the CDC wants you to hold off double masking on certain types of masks. We'll talk about this virus. It has a goal and a drive to live, and its drive is going to be possibly stronger than what we could do trying to catch up. So if you see some hesitancy, if you see some, you know, public officials, you're like Fauci, say, we're not out of the woods yet, all right, just cut him some slack, because he's right. Even though I want kids back in school, and I want to see the economy reopen, and I've already got it in my head that we're going to be just living with a deadly virus, and that stinks, but we can't bunker down for years on end, I still appreciate the fact that this is a scary, deadly virus that is changing, and whatever I know about COVID now is going to be different, or maybe even obsolete by May, if these hybrids or new strains continue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep the fight coming. I'm a walking
in the rain. Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of brutal cold and heavy snow across much of the United States. The National Weather Service says a new storm packing snow and ice will blast parts of the South and Midwest today before hammering the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Thursday. Power remains out to millions of people in Texas. Austin Democrat Mayor Steve Adler says Texas wasn't ready for this kind of extreme weather.
It failed because we have a system that wasn't hardened and ready for sustained weather at 18 degrees below zero. We need to start taking a look at extreme weather situations. It's not as unusual as it used to be.
The CDC says the coronavirus pandemic is hurting the mental health of American children. Mental health-related visits to the emergency room are up 24% for children age 5 to 11 and 31% for ages 12 to 17. USA Radio News. Mardi Gras was a muted scene in 2021 due to coronavirus cancellations of almost all the festivities New Orleans is famous for this time of year. Bars and restaurants were closed, Bourbon Street blocked off, and there were no parades. Ed Markey is a bar and restaurant owner in New Orleans. He tells Fox News he's shutting down his business until summer.
The bad part about it is, at this level of control that they're putting on everything, I don't see it ending anytime this year. It was a very difficult decision to make it, but I got to the point where it's, with all the pressure and anxiety of dealing with this, I just needed a break.
Ash Wednesday looking different today due to the coronavirus. The Vatican is asking priests to forego the traditional practices of individual blessings and a smudge of ash on each congregant's forehead. Rush Limbaugh, conservative talk radio pioneer, has died from lung cancer. He was 70. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we were hoping last year that we could celebrate Easter, Passover with some normalcy when COVID started. And here we are moving into Ash Wednesday, the Lent, with still COVID hanging over our heads. And so Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of Lent, is going to look different this year. To help prevent the spread of the virus, priests have been instructed to sprinkle the ashes on prisoners rather than touching their foreheads to make the sign of the cross. Roman Catholic Bishop of Providence, Thomas Tobin, noted the change in a message on Twitter. He said some very important information here. According to Rhode Island Catholic, this Ash Wednesday will be slightly different as the Congregation for Divine Worship in Rome has adjusted the way in which we administer the imposition of ashes. So instead of tracing the sign of the cross with ashes on the forehead, a priest will sprinkle ashes on each person's head without saying anything. Blessing the ashes at the altar, they say the priest will one time recite the common penitential formula found in the Roman Missal. And then other methods of delivery are going to be considered, like drive-through. I've been seeing people drive up. Lent, if I celebrated Lent, I don't know what I would give up. I'd love to give up the mask, but I can't. You know, it's, during the preparation of Easter, fast, reflect, repent. You know, me being Jewish, in the Jewish religion, we fast, we reflect, we repent, but we do it on Yom Kippur. And we reflect the 10 days before Yom Kippur. I think in religion, I'm a huge fan of taking time to reflect and repent and look at what you've done and see how you could be better. It's a shame. I see some people make the same mistakes or do the same sins. But as much as these are not very easy, I find it very cleansing spiritually, because you want to improve your health, you want to improve your job performance, you want to improve your marriage, you want to improve, you know, how you parent, why not want to improve, you know, how being a good Christian, Catholic, Jew, Muslim, you know, Mormon. So it's frustrating when traditions get altered. There was a meme saying traditions are, you know, peer pressure from dead people. And that's not, I mean, I know it's a joke, but I'm more of a traditionalist on keeping traditions alive, because, you know, having our rich history in my religion, it just blows my mind that I am saying some of the same prayers that were said, you know, during Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's, you know, time on this earth. It's amazing. And it's, you know, keeping a piece of history with you. I know there's a huge push to erase history, because much history has been unfortunately tainted, and it was embarrassing, an embarrassment to mankind, some of the things that happened in our history. But you can't erase it. It's our history. One thing about history is it's there. People might redefine it. They might try to change history. But what happened in the past happened in the past. There's going to be reflections. There's going to be, you know, interpretations. But we need to be able to carry that on. You know, I mean, as a kid growing up hearing about the Holocaust, gosh, that was hard. Gosh, oh, it was just, it was really over, it was frightening, it was scary, and never forget. And that's, you know, for kids, it was, trust me, what my family went through as kids during the Holocaust, way worse, but it's never an easy subject. But if we don't go through the pain of remembering our history, no matter how terrible it is, we can't prevent that history from happening again. You know, if I had family that were slaves, I would probably just be boiling with anger, boiling with, and you know, there were Hebrew slaves in Egypt, and I don't know if my family was among that. I'm assuming our family was always at the wrong place at the wrong time. But you know, with slavery that happened, you know, throughout the world, and you know, even in this country, it would make my blood boil. But I gotta tell you, man, I would teach my kids about that. I'd make sure my kids never forgot. Yeah, and I wouldn't want to, you know, again, we want to prevent history happening again. And people will say, gosh, you know, Dr. Dye, the Holocaust is not going to happen again. Slavery is not going to happen again. Slavery and genocide are happening even as we speak. There are human slaves probably in your neighborhood right now. I mean, it might not be, you know, appearing the same appearance, you know, as, you know, we've seen in cotton fields, but there are people that are forced into labor. There's trafficking. There's extortion. We have slavery now. It's hidden. Not as apparent. It's not endorsed. by governments, but it's happening. Same thing with genocide in countries and religious persecution. So when we look at, you know, the changes to traditions, I understand how public officials were freaked out about people going to concerts, people being at rallies, protests, right? That when you have people who are not in in a more wild, chaotic, maybe inebriated, fired up sort of stance, the mass and the social distancing might not be on the top of everybody's mind. But you cannot compare what happens in a church, temple, mosque, congregation to what happens at a political rally or a concert or a riot. We're very structured when we pray. We sit, we stand, we kneel, we bow. True, we sing. That's what got everybody with the churches and all that. It was, oh yeah, but people sing. Well, we're not shouting. And fine, then we could sit apart, or we could, you know, have air filters, or we could sing with a mask on. But let us sing. I mean, trust me, people are, you know, singing anyway. I always sing. I'll be at Walmart. If I, you know, go to Walmart, I don't go that often. But I'll hear a song on the radio, and I'll just start singing to it, you know? Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low. And then I'll sing off key. And people are like, no, doesn't work. So, as far as I'm concerned, things like Ash Wednesday, the Seder, doing your daily prayers. Yeah, these are traditions. Maybe they're old school. Maybe some people think that, you know, there needs to be a newer way to, you know, embrace religion for the younger people. But just don't give up tradition. Don't give up some of these century-old traditions. Because when you do something that your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather did, you know, or I get a feeling when I pray. I get a feeling when I, you know, sit down to a Seder. It's what, you know, our ancestors did. And I think you need to maintain tradition. So now, you know, putting ashes on one's forehead, does that put one at risk for COVID? It's the closeness that would. You know, touching somebody's forehead with your finger, yeah, I guess it could spread germs, but then why weren't we worried about this last year or the year before with MRSA or with flu? I mean, if we were able to celebrate these holidays during flu season with tuberculosis out there, with MRSA, we should still be able to celebrate and worship carefully, even with COVID. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this one message I received from one of our listeners who wants to be anonymous. They asked, what do they do as the curriculum is changing in their kids' school? And they fear being asked to admit to white supremacy or white privilege. And they wanted me to talk about their kids going back to school and some of the changes in curriculum. Now, I don't know much about what's going on in everybody's curriculum, but I know what made headlines, which I think is prompting a lot of, there's been a lot of changes with, you know, curriculum and people's approach to race, such that a New York City principal has sent parents a pamphlet asking them to reflect where they land on a scale of whiteness. Anywhere from white supremacy to white abolitionists. I'll tell you what the different eight white identities are. The eight white identities is taken from, it was developed by Barner Hess, a Northwestern University professor. And so it's a graphic that I guess parents were sent to review. I don't know if the parents were supposed to discuss with their children, if it was just for parents to reflect on how they identify in the spectrum of whiteness. They were developed by Slow Factory Foundation, a nonprofit group dedicated to race advocacy, climate change, etc. They say people who identify with whiteness are one of these. Now, again, I don't think this went further where people had to actually choose one and put anything in writing. But the white identities, right, according to Barner Hess, there's a regime of whiteness and there are action-oriented white identities. They say people who identify with whiteness are one of these. It's about time we build an ethnography of whiteness. Since white people have been the ones writing about and governing others. This is what the university professor at Northwestern said. So on one scale, they have the white supremacist. He says that's clearly marked white society that preserves, names, and values white superiority. There's white voyeurism that comes next. Who wouldn't challenge a white supremacist, desires non-whiteness because it's interesting, pleasurable, seeks to control the consumption and appropriation of non-whiteness, and is fascinated with culture. Like, quote, he said, example, consuming black culture without the burden of blackness. Then there's white privilege. He says, may critique supremacy, but a deep investment in questions of fairness, equality under the normalization of whiteness and the white rule, sworn goal of diversity. Then there's white benefit, sympathetic to a set of issues, but only privately, won't speak, act in solidarity publicly because benefiting through whiteness in public. White confessional comes next. Some exposure of whiteness takes place, but as a way of being accountable to, what is POC? Not sure what POC means, but being accountable, seeking validation from POC. White critical, take on board critiques of whiteness, invest in exposing, marking the white regime, refuses to be complicit with the regime, whiteness speaking back to whiteness. Then there's a white traitor, actively refusing complicity, names what's going on, intention is to subvert white authority and tell the truth at whatever cost, need them to dismantle institutions. And then comes the white abolitionist, changing institutions, dismantling whiteness, and not allowing whiteness to reassert itself. So I guess the question one of our listeners had is, if the child gets something like this and has to fill out, pick something, and unfortunately we are seeing that with curriculums where kids are being asked to discuss where they're racist, discuss how they're going to overcome that. I mean, I tell everybody, all right, especially in this day and age, especially since some kids might not understand, right, that what they put in writing can come back to haunt them. I would recommend that anything that has to do with politics, anything that has to do with race, anything that has to do with religion, right, that, you know, nobody should be in a school situation admitting to something in writing that they might not understand. And if you do have a child in a curriculum such as that, you know, same thing. I mean, they might be in a curriculum where somebody is touting, you know, one sort of political philosophy or not. You know, it's a very, very troubling time right now where people are going to feel forced to, you know, pick one side or another. And then anything that's, I guess, put in writing now can be used against you 30, 40, 50, 60 years, put on social media. And so I get how parents are a little concerned that their child might not know what voyeurism means. And they might think voyeur means voy, boy, V is, I'll pick that one. And they might not understand. And then they're admitting to, you know, being, sympathetic to white supremacists. So I think, you know, teachers need to be very, very careful about, you know, some of the curriculum, because I think you might have some individuals there that might not understand the concept. Or just, how many times did you fill out a worksheet? Well, you just filled out a worksheet because you were like, you know what, I get to leave for recess or I get to go home. You're not into the project. You just fill it out randomly. And so it's a shame because, you know, school's supposed to be about math. It's supposed to be about reading. It's supposed to be about history. It's supposed to be about science. It's not supposed to be about politics. I know we had humanities. Humanities would learn about art, would learn about music. And I liked humanities. I did stronger in math and science, my grades. But it was nice to be exposed to art. It was nice to be exposed to music. But things are taking a different turn where people might feel like they have to put in writing and something that they're, because when a child is being asked, you know, pick one. By the way, when you look at this graphic, you have the red to the green. Me as a kid, I love the color blue. So if anything was blue, I would pick that. Now again, I'm not saying this graphic is being put in front of kindergartners, but I think we do need to be very, very careful and very attentive to what goes on in a child's mind and how they might admit to something that they don't really should be admitting to. And so it's, I understand that this is something that is, you know, frustrating people. One of you had reached out last month saying you're not going to send your kids back to school. You're going to homeschool. And I see a huge push to homeschooling because some families want to be away from these controversial topics. And I don't know what to advise. My only advice is if your child is given, I would recommend that if your child is given something that they have to kind of like, you know, sign or put in writing, to, you know, have them run it by you first. I remember doing a piece on what is, I don't know what it was. It was something about, I forget, it was something about how we look at heaven or sex or something. And I was a virgin. I didn't know anything about it, but I had to kind of write about it. And I'm like, did I write acting like I had it so I would get the A? Or did I, you know, and unfortunately, we, you know, kids could, you know, fall into certain traps if they aren't really aware. So, you know, all I can say is make sure you speak to your kids about not signing anything or admitting to something that they don't understand. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.